Vicki Townsend, and I'm the founder and the president of Divorce Right. And we provide training for HR professionals and company supervisors. And we provide divorce coaching and case management for your employees, providing the guidance and direction that your divorcing employees desperately need. Your employee going through it, but for your company. Our coaches have a very unique perspective on divorce that sets us apart. They have a deep understanding of the legal, financial, and emotional aspects of divorce, and they can handle even the highest conflict of cases with compassion and professionalism. Our coaches are trained to look at the entire picture, helping your employees make good decisions based on their goals and their expectations. If you are an HR benefits manager or an HR benefits provider or consultant, please reach out to us and see if adding our suite of solutions is a good fit for your business. And as a reminder, we have SHRM members, and we'll post a link at the end of this broadcast. So those, and I want to introduce you to Paulette Rigo. She is not only a dear friend, she is my colleague. She is an incredible certified divorce coach, and she's a mediator, and she is one of the best in the business, and is the director of coaching and case management for us, right? Hi, Paulette.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Where did the day go? Good afternoon.
Well, today, Paulette, we're going to be talking about the importance of HR managers and how they can manage their divorcing employees. And we have a very special guest, Lane Krall. And we're going to be sharing information about a very important first of its kind training program for HR managers and anybody in a leadership capacity so that you can support your employees with empathy and compassion. But let me tell you a little bit about Lane first. As a certified divorce, he understands that life is complicated and full of transition, especially with a divorce. Her coaching practice, Now and Then Coaching, specializes in helping divorcing clients move from their overwhelming state of anxiety, confusion, and uncertainty to the creation of their next chapter of life and renewed confidence and happiness and peace of mind. Lane's master's degree in human resources and years working in HR at a global cosmetics HQ has given her a strong foundation in employee relations, coaching and career coaching, performance development, communication, change management, and training. Lynn has also personally experienced divorce and uses her key learnings to empathize and gain insight into her clients' challenges, helping them explore different paths and anticipate future obstacles and potential outcomes. Her clients consider her as their thinking partner throughout the divorce process to help prepare and protect them from the many pitfalls of divorce. Lane's clients have commented not only on the value of her coaching skills, but also on her warm and empathetic demeanor, compassionate care, strong relationship building skills, and confidential nature and trustworthiness. Lane provides free consultations and can be reached at lane@nowandthencoaching.com. And I am so excited to have you here today, Lane. Thank you so much, because you bring the best of both of these worlds, which is HR and divorce coaching and case management, helping employees go through the process. So welcome. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Paulette, why don't you get us going?
I will. And Lane, Vicki's right. I mean, it's a rare combination of having the skill set and the experience in HR, but also having that view and that lens of what it's like to be a divorce coach in the world I live in. I was one of those people that didn't know what HR was till I went to college, and then saw it on the list of majors, and was like, what's that? So now that I know, many years later, I am honored to have you here. So I want to jump right in but using your human resource experience and with that hat on, what have you seen employees struggle with when they go through their own journey in divorce? Because I'm sure it's a unique lens.
Yes, absolutely. Not only am I trained in human resources, like you said, in divorce coaching, but also I've gone through my own personal divorce story. So I understand and have seen firsthand all the kinds of challenges and needs that divorced employees have when they bring to the workplace. So you have the situations where you've got someone's ex who may be harassing them on the phone at the office. You've got individuals or parents that need to leave right in the middle of the workday for carpool pickup or for a lawyer meeting. You've got someone who's crying at their desk because they're fearful of their financial future. You've got a single mom who's trying to raise children, but also balance that full workload. So you've got so many different kinds of scenarios that we need to make sure we're responding to as a company with human resource managers and frontline managers that know what to do, not just to respond to these employees, but to anticipate their needs and make sure you're supporting them in the work environment. So companies have a very good opportunity here to change the trajectory of those stories and have it be a success story where you can retain that talent and keep them there and promote from within and make sure that retention of the employee is what you keep top of mind. It is often where people would come to me and managers and say, I don't know what to do. I've heard this person's going through a divorce. How do I handle this? I don't want to meddle. It seems private. It's making me uncomfortable. How do I discuss this? And sure, there's always the basic empathy and boy, that really stinks. And I'm so sorry you're going through that. But beyond that, how do you respond? And I think back, I wish I had had the tools and the trainings back in the day to deal with that. There was no such thing as divorce awareness and sensitivity training. There were no tools and resources to really truly understand what the employees are going through. And sure, hard knocks of life and personal experience is a great teacher, obviously. And many of us have been there, done that. But at the same time, there's so many resources out there that are expert resources. There's so many fields that are newly emerging fields, like we just discussed, divorce coaching is one of them. And many experts across many industries that are specializing in divorce. So absolutely those companies need to make sure they recognize that they need to arm their managers, those tools and skills and training that's necessary to support their employees, to make sure they're anticipating their needs, sometimes before the employees even know what they really need in the workplace, but in order to keep those employees and keep the talent within.
That's so important. It's retention. My brain is going off with statistics because I know all sorts of stupid, nonsensical statistics. But the truth is that 10% of divorcing employees quit in the first year. They leave.
Yeah.
I apologize, but you were, my brain was firing.
No apologies. The more statistics we have, the better. It gives facts and science to it, if you want to call it that, because it seems like this kind of a fluid conversation, but when you don't have the facts to back it up, you just don't know that this is a serious problem. And we're really proud that here at Divorce Right, we have the solution. So I digress a bit, but we've created a 4-part training program for just that, for managers, called Divorce Awareness and Sensitivity Training, educating managers regarding the impact of divorcing that can prepare them, excuse me, to support and advocate for those employees undergoing divorce in a way that buffers both the employees and the organization from productivity loss as a whole. So that's something that we've been working tirelessly over the last year or so. And we're really proud that it's there for those employees, professionals that need it. And of course, ultimately it trickles down to the employees. So why do you feel that having that type of a training is so important?
Well, absolutely. It's critical because if companies need to kind of wake up and listen to the alarm going off because they're hemorrhaging cash of money that's just floating out the door with, like you mentioned, not only the resignations, but the involuntary terminations on top of that. So you've got the number that we've talked about earlier with the $150 billion impact that divorce has on U.S. businesses each year. So that is everything, right? From sick leave and absenteeism to the presenteeism issues where your body's present, but that's about it. And so you've got a lot of mistakes and errors and omissions, low productivity, poor work performance. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you have healthcare costs that can be escalating and so forth. So there's a lot on top of all those pieces as far as the amount of money that's walking out the door with U.S. companies. So the smart company will recognize, again, let's keep the talent within. Let's keep the cash from floating out the door with involuntary terminations due to performance issues that may be coming from someone who are a very good, high performer, someone who's some great talent that just didn't have the resources and the support there. So let's do what we can to make sure we keep that talent in. And so with that being said, they need to arm their managers with tools in their toolbox, with resources, with the right training, which is exactly why we've developed that divorce awareness and sensitivity training, to make sure we have specific competencies and skills for managers that will learn exactly how to support the employees in the workplace, make sure they are partnering up with their HR team members and the frontline supervisors on up, again, to make sure that they are keeping that talent and retaining them versus having that talent turnover, because the replacement cost being an average of just 1.5 times a salary is an average replacement cost. And obviously, I suggest it's much even bigger than that, because the fact that you have even higher divorce rates for the C-suite executives, and the higher up you go in the upper echelons of management, add on top of that higher salaries, of course, then you've got even a bigger number. So with that being said, they need to make sure that they are arming managers from the get-go on divorce awareness and sensitivity training.
So now that we've got this training, this additional tool in their toolbox, which is so needed, because the depth of knowledge that they need to have, that they may or may not have any experience with divorce. And even if they themselves were a child of divorce, or they went through their old divorce, it's different when you're dealing with it as a managerial view and a different lens. I'm assuming that is correct, but they must have to have a certain lens or a different competency. So are there any particular skill sets or managerial competencies that they're going to need to have to be truly successful in this world?
Absolutely. I've kind of put it in four different modules, is how I've chunked it into different categories. So the first one is the basics of listening and understanding your employee needs in the workforce. So that is everything from the divorce impact, the total impact on the employee who is divorcing. That is not just the financial and the legal, but also the social, the emotional. And then also you've got the somatic, the body impact that divorce has. People often think, oh, it's just the loss of a spouse. No, there's so much more. You're losing your entire future you had planned for yourself and your family. There's a lot of things that will change. That picture has completely gone awry. So you've got to pivot and figure out then, how in the world do I navigate this journey and come out the other side in a more fulfilling life, in craving those things, having those things that you crave at that time. So it's all about contemplation, going through the divorce, and making sure you're supporting the employee down through recovery into transition. So again, they can emerge and still be with your workforce and still be an excellent performer and still be retained and promoted within. Mm-hmm. So that is the first thing, is listening and understanding your employee needs. And then our second module comes in with empathy and emotional support, really trying to raise the manager's emotional intelligence, specifically in the divorce impact arena, understanding what this employee is going through, the full realm of what they're going through. Module three is more about communication and conflict resolution. And that is really a matter of making sure you use those unique varying communication styles to maximize the message delivery while you're having those hard conversations, those tough performance conversations. You're holding your employees still accountable to the performance of their job, absolutely, but you're also trying to support them as well. So it's a fine balance there. In the fourth module, we kind of wrap it up with talking to managers specifically about what it's like in their workforce. What is their workplace like? Looking at specific things to their company. Look at the policies and procedures manual. Looking at their employee handbook. Look at alternative work weeks and how you can look at alternative schedules and job sharing. Look at their specific health and wellness benefits, the total package of benefits they offer. Do they offer additional services such as divorce coaching or concierge services or legal services? There's so many things to analyze from a standpoint of what they have with rules, regs, policies, procedures, handbooks, things, how they do things in the workforce and specifically to that company. But we'll kind of wrap it up by looking internally and see, do we need to make any drafted amendments or changes to some of those policies? Mm-hmm. Do you need to relook at something like their absenteeism and sick leave policy? What kinds of things we need to do to make sure they're aligning with our corporate values and supporting the employee?
Perfect.
So what kind of skills and topics are we bringing to the table?
Right. So we'll kind of go by module as I just did. So module one, I would say, again, with the listening to the employee and understanding, we're learning such skills such as reflective listening. What does that really look like for managers? How we practice that? Let's do some scripting together and some role play exercises. And when you're listening to the employee, are you seeing things like red flags that are happening? Are there instances perhaps we need to have experts come in here? We need to refer them to professional experts and outside help or emergency resources and hotlines that may come up in your conversations. Mm. Again, how do you make sure that you are arming your employees with what they need at the right time? There's also such things such as really workspace and privacy design. Do they have a moment where they can go somewhere in a closed office door, if let's say if they're in a cubicle environment, where they can have and conduct that kind of conversation they need to have that's private with their lawyer right in the middle of their workday? So are we doing things from a workspace design there to make sure we're having confidentiality, to make sure we're helping the employee manage their workflow and their workday as they have that? So it's all about understanding their needs, that legal, the social, the emotional, the financial, the somatic body impact of divorce, all those different pieces. We look at each pie really and look at how do we slice it up with a total impact to the employee, and what can we do to make sure that we're affecting every slice of that pie. And again, health and wellness benefits can help talk about the physical manifestations of stress with the body impact of stress, that how they bring that to the workforce. So there's so many wonderful things to do in module one with listening and supporting and understanding more about the employee needs. Module two, really with the empathy and the emotions, it is a deep dive into that emotion discussion. So you're looking at things like, again, clients ask me, gosh, what's going on with me? I've got mood swings. I'm in a fog. I've got time warp going on sometimes. I can just start crying uncontrollably for no reason. I don't understand what's going on, Lane. I've got real gut issues right now. My emotions are in just a real state of chaos. I don't know what to do. And I remind them, you know, that these are normal emotions on a continuum of an ever-changing, you know, non-linear path of grief and healing and transcendence. You've got to integrate those emotions and those feelings and name them and label the affects. There's a lot of things we can do to help integrate those in your life and to recognize them and process them. But ultimately, make sure your emotions are in the back seat and not in the driver's seat, that they're not driving your decision making. So we spend a lot of time on emotions and helping the manager understand how do they best support their employee as they're going through the roller coaster of emotions during that process. And with that being said, too, with emotions, you've got everything where you realize with emotions, fears come into play, right? And fears drive conflict. And so those kinds of things go into even module three, where you're talking about communication and conflict. How do we deal with conflict management? How do we deal with our anger triggers? How do we unhook ourselves and pivot from those kinds of things to make sure, again, that you're not amping up every situation into a high conflict situation? So we do a deep dive on feelings and values and showing up as your best self, right? How do you embody those characteristics and those qualities, those values that you hold so dear and that you want to make sure you're showing up as every day? So we talk about the best self and how do you maintain that while you're co-parenting, for instance, with your children. So there's a lot of things that we'll talk about what the divorcing employee is going through with that emotional regulation part and helping the managers understand that. And even the communication and the conflict management pieces, because the managers have to understand how do we have those effective conversations that can be tough if someone is having some difficulty with performance issues, but how do I also support them with the needs they have? So it's navigating the communication piece with the managers, again, doing some exercise and scripting, making sure we have really those pitfalls of decision-making in the forefront of the manager's mind to try to help. If I change one piece on that decision-making cycle, and I can change the outcome completely of what they want to and need to do to get them back on their feet performance-wise. So it's about having them understand what is going on in the mind and the body and the feelings and sensations that the employees are having, and the managers understanding what they have to pull out of their toolkit to make sure they're also keeping them on the right track performance-wise while dealing with these high conflict and emotional kind of situations. And then the last module, what we do with managers, is wrap it all up. Like I said earlier, it's more a matter of helping the company go through their specific company manuals and handbooks and policies and procedures and sick leave policies and their health and wellness benefits. What do they offer currently? What can they offer? What drafted changes may need to be made? Again, to make sure it's aligning with their corporate values and supporting the employee needs. Again, a lot of times the employees don't know what to ask for. So it's a matter of us showing companies exactly the kinds of things they can come out on the forefront with policies and supportive programs to have a real targeted response in a program that is much more effective in helping with the supporting of employees that are divorcing right now.
Mm, very comprehensive. I love it.
It is. It is. It's very comprehensive. I'd say participative and really focuses on the goal of holding the employee accountable to the performance, but also supporting them and keeping that high performing talent in your organization.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cross over into what some would consider, you know, therapy or too much involvement. Correct. Or any coaching. It's really just a structural, educational, like you said, you know, awareness program. So they understand the big.
And that's a great point, Paulette, absolutely, because there's so many experts out there that are wonderful across all fields. And that does include licensed therapists for addictions and diagnoses or specific marriage counseling and so forth. There's a lot to be said for other individuals and so many different spectrums of adjacent, divorce adjacent kind of industries, right? And it really is a symbiotic relationship that they can have with divorce coaches or other individuals helping out the organization. Because I see it really as symbiotic. You don't have to choose A or B or C in your team. There's so many times where you will need a whole team of experts for their different expertise. Absolutely. There are different specialties.
I agree. I love this. And what I love about it, and we've been talking about it, you know, about the, this is an amazing benefit. The way I look at this as a benefit is it's a great benefit. What we offer, you know, in divorce right to the employee, but really the benefits here, what would you say are the benefits to the company?
Right. The benefits are direct and indirect. So obviously you've got the direct benefits that we kind of touched on earlier. And that is really just that higher performance, keeping your talent where you can promote from within, you can keep that succession plan in place, where you've got also cross training and job sharing, a lot of really great alternative ways to look at jobs and job functions and who does what in your organization. Along with that increased productivity and performance, you've also got things, of course, conversely, where you've got decreased errors, omissions, mistakes, missed deadlines, and so forth. That will help mitigate your healthcare costs because your absenteeism, of course, those rates are much better. So you've got all of those pieces as well. And then you've got also, again, more indirect kinds of things where you've got the indirect pieces of the benefit of employee morale, a nice boost to that. Also your employee loyalty. There are many people going through this life change event, right? Over half of the workforce going through this life event. And it's going to affect them, whether it be at the time they're going through the divorce or later on they're going to go through a divorce or they've recently gone through a divorce. So the law of numbers is that over half of your workforce is going through this. And for companies to recognize it and make sure that they're there with the tools, training, and resources to offer. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so we are going to be offering this course, all four modules, to employers across the United States and into Canada. And so we're going to be starting by providing to with a very special offer to HR managers and benefits directors. Right. We're going to bring the first module to, we're going to be doing it live. So where are we doing this? Why don't you tell everybody what we've got on our calendar? So we want everybody, if you're in these areas, join us, please.
Do you want me to say or Paulette? Yeah, I'm super excited to announce that our inaugural session will be in South Florida. So right around our areas here, we've got a couple locations already scoped out. So South Floridians, make sure you're listening up for this summertime. We'll have our first inaugural session. And that'll be followed by Atlanta and Detroit in the fall as well.
Yeah, so very, very exciting. So again, we just want to introduce and ultimately make incredible change. All of us here on this call are change makers, revolutionaries in trying to help your employees that are going through the most traumatic life event that they could go through, second only in stress levels behind losing a significant loved one. And the challenge with divorce is that, you know, with the death of a family member, that there is some closure there that doesn't come with a divorce. And so we are here to support your divorcing employees before, during, and long after their divorce is already passed. So we hope that I'm going to post our SHRM credits just as a reminder. We have these SHRM credits for you. So I'm going to post this link in the chat right now. If you should have be a SHRM member, please make sure that you go to this link right now and grab your credits. Lane, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be going on this journey with you. I'm so excited that we are creating a live event that HR managers can get involved with so that they can come and be a part of being change makers for their employees going through divorce. So thank you again. And we will see you all this summer. Bye for now. And meanwhile, join us every Thursday here on LinkedIn Live as we discuss some issues that are facing your employees as they move through a very challenging time. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, Lane. You're so awesome.
You.
And we will see you all next week. Bye for now.